Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week and a new topic. The topic for this week is permission. Permission to fix your tech career. Permission to upgrade your tech career. Permission to really build your dream career, what you know in your heart of hearts that you have the potential to build it, to live that dream, and to share that dream with those who you love, but looking for permission to do that. And the reason that I am covering this topic is because, honestly, it's the reason why I cover most of the topics that I cover, which is that it comes up a lot. We've talked with hundreds of technical managers over the last 5 years, and whether they're prospective clients, whether they're clients, whether they're friends of ours, and we notice the patterns of what comes up, what is the key question as a coach that intrigues me the most about really helping someone to get past, to break through and get to that next level in their career. The key question that I ask clients a lot, and honestly, I ask myself this a lot as well, is what's preventing you? What's preventing you from building your dream career? What's preventing you from living that dream that you know you're absolutely capable of living? But what's preventing you from doing it? What's preventing you right now? And one of the things that we see again and again is people are looking for permission. People are looking for permission to live their dream, to fix their career. And this doesn't always show up in the most obvious of ways. It's very subtle, which is why I wanted to just take this particular episode to talk about that. Like, how does it show up? Are you looking for permission? Are you secretly, underneath it all, really just looking for permission to upgrade your tech career? And what does that look like? And how do you begin to overcome it? You know, in just a 15 to 20 minute podcast, I can't give you all of the details in every single step on how to overcome this particular barrier, this permission. I need permission barrier, especially because, you know, I'm just here literally talking to myself right now, and I don't know you. I don't know your context. I don't know your team. I don't know your career. I don't know what your dreams are. I don't know what your personality is. I don't know what your thinking style is. So it's all very, very individual in that way. But what I can do is at least help you to take those first steps. First, realize, is this a barrier for you? And then if it is, what are those first steps that you can begin to take to get past that I need permission barrier? So how does it show up? Sometimes it's obvious, right? It's kind of like, oh man, if someone would just tell me that it's okay to live my dream, right? Some of you might be there already. You may have already done enough self-reflection work You may already be self-aware enough. Self-awareness, by the way, is a skill. It's not just something that you're born with. We build self-awareness over time. And you may have already built that self-awareness muscle to the point of, I know where I've been. I know where I'm coming from. I know what my limiting beliefs are. And one of them is that I don't think that I deserve, or I don't think that it's possible, or I don't think other people are going to like me or think well of me if I pursue my dreams, if I choose to build my dream career. And so, yeah, if somebody would just tell me that it was okay, that I had permission to do this, then that's actually the main barrier for you, because you know you have these beliefs that are holding you back. These limiting beliefs like, it's slimy, it's grimy, it's wrong to want to live your dream, it's completely selfish. There's a limiting belief right there that some of you may have, or you may have just realized that you have. If I live my dream, it's selfish. If I build my dream career, that's completely and utterly selfish. And I'm here to tell you that if you do it in a way, if you build your dream career in a way that is filled with self-awareness, that is filled with integrity, that is filled with love, that is filled with service and a sense of wanting to give back, and from a place of, I want to live a meaningful, exciting life, then guess what? That's not selfish at all. That is one of the most service-oriented things, actions, commitments that you can make to someone else, to the people who you love, for so many reasons. Just a couple to name them. Like, number one, if you're doing it from those places, from a place of service, from a place of integrity, you're an inspiration. And simply by doing it, by giving yourself permission to do that, you are, perhaps subtly and without even saying a word, you are giving others permission to do the same thing and build their own dream. But also, in pursuit of building your dream, you get to include other people as part of that dream as well. You know, it's not just all about me, 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 me. It's not just all about, what do I get? How much money do I get to make? How much recognition do I get to receive? How many rewards do I get to win? Yes, win the rewards. Enjoy those celebrations. You absolutely deserve them, and share them with others as well. Share the money, share the time, share the freedom, share the wealth, share the abundance with whoever it is that you want. And inspire them along the way. So that's me giving you permission to build your dream in my not so subtle way, because it's not selfish. So for some of you, that's where you are. And it's like, okay, that's going to be some food for thought for you, because you're like, you know what? I never looked at it that way. And for some of you, it's just, yeah, you know what? Gosh darn it, I want to do this. And even just hearing one person or two people or three people say, yeah, I give you permission to fix your career, to upgrade your career. Because you know what? The other thing to point out here is that so many people don't talk about this. So many people are just like the lemmings. They're just following everyone else over a cliff. And they don't talk about what's possible when you really commit to taking that uncomfortable, inspiring, intelligent action to really stretch the boundaries of what's possible for you in your career and in your life. Most people don't talk about that because they're too stuck in the day-to-day. They're too stuck in the daily grind. And either because of fear, because of worry, because of anxiety, because of doubt, because of limiting beliefs or whatever it is. And also we just get stuck in the daily grind. We get so stuck in the current project and what's next and okay, what are your goals for 2020? Not your career goals, but like in this project, what are we going to do? And what Slack messages do I need to send? What emails do I need to reply to? What meetings do I need to have? What's on my calendar for next week? We get so focused on that. We lose the bigger picture, which is why am I doing this in the first place? What is my career anyway? Why do I have a career and what do I want to get out of it? And am I getting what I want out of my career now? And if I'm not, what can I do to fix it? Most people don't even ask themselves that question, let alone, what do you mean permission to do? No, I'll give you permission to go to work next week, right? I'll give you permission to go to that meeting. I'll give you permission, you know, to work your ass off and add as much value as you possibly can. What do you mean dream? Psh, whatever. What do you mean permission to do that? I'm not going to give you permission to do that. I didn't get to do that, right? That's also where some people go to. And I've definitely experienced this in my life where because people didn't get to live and didn't choose to build their dream, then they basically say, well, no one else is allowed to do this either because you have to go through this grind and you have to suffer. You have to suffer just like I am. And so many people are stuck there as well. And that's why for people like us, like you and me, and I'm saying this because you're listening, so because I know that you know there's more that you're capable of more in your career. So for people like us, like we know in our guts that like this is possible, but there's this permission thing that's getting in the way. There's this, I'm not sure if I'm capable of doing this. I'm not sure what other people will think of me if I do this. One of our greatest fears in life is that we're not enough. That we're not going to be capable of doing what we say we're going to do, that other people won't like us, won't love us. But I'm here to tell you again, if you want to build your dream, do it your way and do it in a way that fills you with love and joy and fulfillment. So that's a way that it can show up, which is a little less subtle. It's a little bit more, yeah, I really do realize that I need permission. But it shows up in more subtle ways as well. And just to give you a few examples from my world. So we often do initial calls with prospective clients to find out if it's a fit to work together, to find out if it's even worth the time to continue to have conversations, or if it's better to just say, you know what, here's some resources, and then we move on from there. Because the reality of it is, deep in my heart, I wish that we could help every single tech manager that's out there. Every single tech manager who's struggling in your career right now, I wish that we could help every single one of you. But the fact of the matter is, it's not going to be a fit for everyone. So we do because of, for a variety of reasons, because the help that we give may not align with the kind of help that you need, that certain people need. So we do these initial calls. And so often we'll do like an initial screening call with people. And then after that initial quicker screening call, we don't always do this, but this is one way that we do it. After that initial screening call, there'll be, if Rob or I feels like, yeah, you know what, I'm pretty sure at that point that we can help you, but I need some more information. So let's talk again. And so we'll be talking with the prospective client, and then the prospective client might mention something about a partner or a spouse or a wife or a husband. And they might come right out and say it, or they may subtly suggest that they need to ask their wife. I need to ask my wife if I can continue in this conversation. I need to ask my husband. I need to ask my partner. I need to ask my spouse for permission to continue this conversation about upgrading my career. That's also how it can show up. And look, I get it that, you know, I have a spouse, Rob, right, where there's a lot of decisions that we make together as a unit, especially when it comes to, for example, parenting and where we want to live and like business related things, you know, where this is, it's a joint partnership. Although he says this, if he were here right now, he'd be like, yeah, Jen has a final say. Like I wear the CEO hat, right? And that's helpful in that way. There has to be that final decision maker. There's that person, you know, we may disagree. And personally, I don't like disagreeing. Like, I don't like any kind of conflict. But, you know, I've learned to live with it because I am the CEO of my own company. And I am, you know, an expert career coach. And I know that people aren't always going to agree with my perspective. And so I've learned to deal with that and to move through that. And so at the end of the day, anything business related is my decision because I'm the CEO. Who's the CEO of your career? Is it somebody else? Is it your wife? Is it your husband? Is it your partner? Is it your spouse? Is it your brother? Is it your sister? Is it your mother? Your father? Is it your kid? Is it your best friend? Is it your coworker? Is it your boss? Are any of these people the CEO of your career? And so, like, intellectually, you could say, well, no, of course not, right? I'm the CEO of my career. But are you showing up that way? If someone were to ask you to make a decision about what's next for you in your career, which is basically what we're asking prospective clients to do when they're scheduling that follow-up call. Do you suddenly, when it gets real, right? When stuff gets real, what's next for you in your career? In your career, do you suddenly go to, oh, I have to ask my wife. I have to ask my husband. I have to ask my partner about that. I'm not sure. And here's where it gets tricky. Here's where it gets tricky and it muddies the waters. Because you may say, oh, well, I have to ask my spouse about that because I'm actually thinking of what's next for me in my career is actually moving to a different city, to a different state, to a different country even. And I'm not just going to uproot the family without talking to that person first. In that case, that's not necessarily looking for permission from that person. It's including that person in a career changing, and in this case, what would be a life changing decision, right? And it's in those cases where we can gauge when we're talking with a prospective client, where we can gauge, we can say, okay, then let's then make sure that that person is part of the conversation as well, because clearly I know this isn't about seeking permission. This is about involving that person in the conversation because we're talking about life-changing decisions here, right? So there can be that kind of thing, which isn't permission, but then there could also be the kind of thing that is you're just looking for permission. You're looking for permission from your wife, from your husband to earn more money. You're looking for permission from your wife, from your husband, from your partner, from your spouse to take the next step and really own your career. Because secretly, deep down, maybe you don't even admit it to yourself yet, you are scared of taking that step. You are scared of asking for the promotion. You are scared of asking for more money. You're scared of really putting yourself out there and promoting yourself. You're scared of moving on to a new job. And so you're looking out, there's so much fear in there because of it. You're looking outside of yourself for that permission. And then that person becomes the reason that you do it or that you don't, not because you know you're capable of it. That's the difference. That's the difference. And it can be tricky to untangle because when we're talking about our own limiting beliefs, our own fears, we can't always see them. Even if we take a hard look in the mirror, we can't always see them. And it takes somebody else to show them to us. So how do you begin to take the next step, right? So how do you start to say, all right, I know that there is this limiting belief of I'm looking for permission to upgrade my career. How do I start to move past this? It's first to identify what that limiting belief is. I'm not capable. I shouldn't be earning more money. People won't like me if I do it. I'm scared. Identifying that limiting belief and then really taking a look at that belief and saying, okay, what if it weren't true? What if I'm not really scared? What if I'm more just excited? What if it's not true that people won't like me if I earn more money? What if, because I'm going to do this my way, people are going to love me more because I'm going to be even more giving and even better person? Good people with money become great people. Terrible people with money become even more terrible people. And you're listening right now, I think you're a good person. Now, I haven't actually met you, so can't judge you yet. Not that I ever judge anyone, right? But if you're a good person and you have more money, you're going to become a great person. What if that were the truth? And you start to really unravel that limiting belief and turn it into an empowering belief. And if you need help with this, and you know what? Most people do. Because again, we're our own worst enemies in this particular case, because it's hard to see inside of ourselves. It's hard to actually identify what those limiting beliefs are. It's hard to actually identify what's preventing us from building that dream career. It may be that you're looking for permission. It may be something else that's stopping you. Most people don't know. Most people don't know exactly what's preventing you from building that dream career. So if you want to talk to an expert and figure out exactly what's preventing you from building that dream career, exactly what's stopping you from earning more money in your career, getting more recognition and having more of an impact, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. We're also going to talk about where you want to go. And we're also going to talk about what's in the middle of that, which is what's preventing you from getting from where you are right now to where you want to go. We're going to identify that. We're going to get to the root cause, not just the surface level stuff of I can't take this anymore. I'm working 50 to 80 hour weeks. My boss is always on my back. I have this existential sense of I'm just settling, but I'm not sure. I can't really describe it any more than that. Can't stand my coworkers. And you know what? It's been 2, 3, 4 years since I've gotten a significant raise over 10%. I tried for a promotion 2, 3, 4 times and it's just not working. I just keep hopping from contract gig to contract gig, or I just keep hopping from manager to manager to manager position and I can't get into the senior level management, whatever it is. That's what's going on the surface. And we'll talk about that, but we're going to get to the root cause of why you cannot break through to that next level and then in your career. And that's what's going to give you the clarity to move on and actually take the next steps to actually break through and build your dream career. So book a call with us if that's what you want. ThePeopleStack.com/book. The message of the day is, are you looking for permission to live and build your dream career? Because if you're looking for permission outside of yourself, then you're never going to build it. It's about finding that commitment and deciding for yourself that I want to do this and I deserve this and I am going to add so much love and value to the people around me in the process. I'm doing it first and foremost for me. And then in the process, other people are going to benefit as well. There's your permission if you're looking for it. So that's it for the day. And we'll talk more again about permission and ownership on the next episode. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.